I'm in it. I'm about to turn the light out. Permanently.
Which bedroom are you in? I'll come up and read you a story.
If you must. You can read, but I won't be listening.
I'm reading it anyway, because it's good for your literature. Gotta read it all now. It's due back at the library next week, if I can be bothered to go. If there's a fine, we can afford it, even if we keep it out for the next 150 years.
Is it from the Baghdad Central Library? Keep it. I'll simply ban the book and it won't be due anywhere but outside in the garden.
Shut up, son. I'm trying to read. Once upon a time, I was walking round the palace grounds.
I'm falling asleep already.
Well, pin your eyes open. I was walking round the palace grounds before you know what I discovered.
No, unless it's mountains and mountains of garbage.
Weeds in a watering can that's as unused by you as the dishwasher. Look, son, if you can't start to convert those grounds back into a garden from the landfill it is now, you can at least pull up a few weeds.
Well, can't we get a servant to do it?
You only get them to eat the grass, but some of those weeds are poisonous.
Yes, my beautiful mini cactuses. Do we have to pull them?
Yes, if you don't want to see me pull them and answer the handles of the doors.
Weeding takes hours. I might go outside and kick a few out the ground with my feet. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, and while you're out, take the bin out. And I don't want to see the contents again flying into my face, putting the washing out.
I'll bury it. I haven't tried that yet. It'll be like a professional landfill site.
In the garden grounds?
This is shit. Why does she make me do everything? Well, next week I'll buy some weeds from the garden centre and plant them in the house plants. I'll call Dodd to help.
Hello, this is
Dodd! Get here now. Whatever you're inventing for today, drop it because you're about to get mucky. You've got gardening to do. Dig up some weeds. You'll need to bring a spade.
The things I do for you, Saddam. But I hated all that digging you made me do, planting those landmines.
Mr. Dodd, you don't have any choice, because if you don't do it, Hammond will be the next gardener, and he'll be digging for you while you're permanently in the cemetery. Do you get that? Now, how fast can you make it?
Well, I'm just waiting for a pizza. Can I eat that first?
No, of course not. Get them to post it, and you can eat it later. And don't order it round here either. It makes Mother feel physically sick.
10 minutes later, Mr. Dodd arrived.
Good, you've arrived. Now don't stand in the hallway. Go outside and dig those weeds up. I'm going outside to write my rulebook diaries with a big rubber. That April Fool's Day joke is costing me a lot of time.
But this is like a field. It's practically a weed forest.
Talk to the spade, because the dictator ain't listening.
30 minutes later.
Have you done it yet? It looks like you've hardly done anything. Is this enough to stop Mother yakking on, though?
I barely started.
What?
Well, I started to work, but then I fell asleep.
Sleeping on the job? Who do you think you are? You're not a security guard, for fuck's sake. You can look after yourself, because if that spade doesn't start moving like a ballerina in a couple of seconds, you'll be digging yourself into your own hole, courtesy of me.
Okay, sir, but there's a lot of rubbish everywhere. I keep finding little asbestos pieces. Do you want them for anything, or shall I just throw them away?
Oh, they're just from the old palace when it collapsed. Should really take them to the tip. But then I've got one right here. While you're weeding, just dig a big hole and dump any pieces you find in it.
Yes, sir. 3 bags full, sir.
What was that?
Saddam increases his phone bill again by talking to Vulcan.
Vulcan, I think you need to come round and help Dodd. I've got him in gardening duty, but he can't dig for shit. And that's exactly what he's digging for. Or maybe we could stick a few grenades in the ground, if you know what I mean. Help him on his way.
Ah, that's Saddam! So you can't do your own chores, hey? So you just bring your cronies round to do it? If I was still paying your allowance, I'd be taking her off even going to Las Vegas and sticking in the slots for this.
I'm doing my chores by handing them to better hands. Ones that are capable of holding a grenade.
What's that?
I want you to bring a grenade, Vulcan. Have you got that?
Yes, I've got plenty. Messing round with explosives is better than playing video games.
What are you planning to do with that, Saddam? I don't trust you as far as I can personally throw that grenade, and I'm 90-fucking-4! You treat this palace like shit! When we got the building inspectors round to look at the condition of the building, they refused to enter as soon as they saw it! No good will come of it!
don't worry. Vulcan's an ammunitions expert. He'll only destroy the bit of the garden he wanted to. The bit for putting the rubbish in. He's here. But I don't want to get the door. Haven't we got a butler yet?
No! No one's responded to the ad. Surprisingly enough, all the applicants said they were afraid for their lives.
Well, I'll either find someone that's not very busy from the bath party, or I'll use one of my personal lookalikes. And if he gets assassinated in the course of duty, it'll be the sniper looking quite the fool.
No need for a butler, Saddam. When you don't answer, I just burst in. Now, where do you want those grenades?
How dare you take that liberty?
You're not really welcome here, Vulcan. You're just an employee. And not a friend or anything. You're just here for work. You know, I would personally assassinate you for that last remark, but I happen to want the job done. Look in the grounds for where Mr. Dodd has been digging with a spade. Replace the spade with the grenades. You can stick a post in there to mark the spot.
Aye, aye, sir. I just dropped some pins. You haven't got any more, have you?
Get in the garden, Vulcan.
In the palace grounds?
Oh, good day, Vulcan. But why are you here?
To help your incompetent ass.
But I've dug a perfectly good hole for myself.
And I am going to finish it. I'd hobble out the way if I were you. These grenades don't like no one in their space.
Me and my Zimmerfrain will get out the way then.
How's it going, Vulcan? I see you've laid the grenades. Great, I'll just...
It's about to blow. I wouldn't do that, sir. Get behind the wheel, but...
Before Saddam and his cohorts, Dodd and Vulcan, can so much as blink out their way, the about-to-explode grenades go off, taking up a great mound of earth with them. Slowly, the team recovers.
You total fucking nitwit! You're about as useful with explosives as a chocolate missile. Where are we? Are we in the bottom of that hole?
I think we're about to fall. I knew I should have brought my walking stick.
I don't know where we are, sir, but we seem to be falling through the air.
Have we died? Is this a dream with the devil having a laugh?
It's like a tunnel, but it's not as bleak as yours, sir.
It's not very dark. There are pictures on the wall.
And this time they're not of you with Wanted above them.
Just to check, this isn't the bottomless pit you wanted to make beneath Baghdad by any chance.
No, do you see any citizens below?
No, but as a scientist, I should point out that if this were the black hole, they'd be falling for all eternity. But I can't talk to you any longer because I'm late. I don't know what for, but it's a very important date.
Good, well you can shut up then. And when we hit the bottom, you can scoot your ass off.
You don't look very worried about your falling predicament.
A leader like me, Vulcan, can never really fall from grace.
I think we're nearing the ground.
I thought you couldn't talk. And what do you mean by ground? God, that looks to me like waves.
But it's not as big as the ocean. It looks more like a cup of tea.
I've never made one for you in your life. I remember you worked for me. For you, God, tea causes you to go on a high. So if this giant cup contains tea, don't you dare open your mouth. Oh!
The characters crash into a giant teacup and begin floating away. It doesn't contain any tea.
I'm sorry, I opened my mouth.
How curious. You look parched. What is that water? It cannot be tea, surely.
It isn't salty seawater. It really does seem like tea, but I'm thirsty and would like to stay and swim for a cup, but I'm late. Late for a very important lake. I must be out of here.
If only we could add some sugar to this cup.
I will put a crack in the cup's enamel with my fist, and then we can escape.
No, you can't, you can't. We'll be washed up, you imbecile. Where are we anyway? I'd say underneath my secret storage bunker in the desert. But I don't see any plutonium stocks here.
It's a strange land. It looks too mad for even one such as you, Saddam, to conquer.
That's it. I'm getting out of here. I'm detonating this cup with the grenades that are left in my pocket.
No!
The cup explodes, and the characters are thrown up into the air. Vulcan and Dodd are nowhere to be seen. Saddam finds himself washed up. Before he can recover, he finds himself being prodded with sticks.
Who the fuck are you? You're not fish.
Brothers of Stump. Anything is possible today, I guess. For your information, I'm Saddam Hussein, the leader of the free world. And how dare you prod me with a stick? Who are you?
Tweedledee, mate. And this is Tweedledum with efficiency. We threw a big net out into the sea.
And then we caught you?
We'd throw you back, but you're on the beach.
Who exactly are you anyway? We all know who I am. After all, citizens are required to look at a portrait of me every morning when they get up.
Us? We told you our names. We're fishermen. We're Tweedledee and he's Tweedledum.
You got that right. I'm sorry, lads, but I've got better things to do than chat to some stupid fisherman at the side of the sea. I've got a feeling this isn't Iraq. Maybe I'd better explore it and invade it, and not necessarily in that order.
Don't go yet. Just let us tell you a story.
Oh, okay. A quick one, mind. And it better not have a happy ending. I really hate that. What will it be about?
It's a story about oysters. One day there were some oysters that lived under the sea. They'd lived for nearly 20 years, and they'd never been caught by a fisherman's net.
And so, after 20 years of trying to catch these stubborn little bunch of bastard oysters, we donned some underwater diving gear and dove down to their little home.
But when we got there, we said, "You're such clever oysters." We said, "If you help us catch the other oysters, we'll never try to fish you again. But just come to the surface with us."
We thought we'd netted them, but they refused.
Well, what did you do then? I told you, I hope this story doesn't have a happy ending. But you guys look so stupid that you could actually be outsmarted by seafood specimens.
What should we do now? They won't get into the net.
I have an idea. If you help us make a net to help us catch the other oysters, we'll never bother you again.
Build it all round yourselves, and then we'll take it away when you've finished and dump you on the surface.
Did the oysters agree? They sound as stupid as my citizens.
Yeah, they built the net all around themselves, and then we dutifully scooped them up and took them to the surface.
The oysters asked if we were putting them down.
We said we were. Putting them into storage in our mouths.
But we were the fools. They were too clever for us. They got to the surface, but the holes in the net were too big. They got through them and escaped.
So now you see the point of this story?
No, I don't. It was stupid. I've frankly been more entertained by Sesame Street at the age of 40.
But don't you see? We need someone else to eat. So why don't we listen to the next story on our nice cosy house?
Suddenly, Mr. Dodd reappears.
I'm late. I'm late for a very important date.
Did I ask for a white rabbit to speak? Is that you, Dodd?
No. No, can't you see I'm a fucking rabbit? Your date was with us. That's it. I'm late for a tea party. I was delivering the tea. I must run off.
Well, that's us. We're holding a tea party. After we're full, we'll have tea.
I can accept that this is not Iraq, and that this is a mad land. I'm beginning to think I wouldn't be able to conquer this place. But I'm not accepting cannibalism.
We're another species, mate. We're not vegetarian.
Okay, that's it. We're leaving now. Getting out of this mad land and going back to Iraq. I have a country to enforce.
It's not as good as Wonderland. But which way are you going to go? That way.
Well, that way.
We live in all directions.
This is madness.
That is exactly my point.
Hamid, what are you doing here? Do I look serious? Stop grinning. What are you, a Cheshire Cat?
Why, yes. Yes, I am the Cheshire Cat. But there is no one called, Hamid in this land. Well, what seems to be the problem here?
Well, these cretinous lumps of flesh that have more mouth than brain, they want to eat me. This place we've landed in is truly mad. I thought Iraq was bad.
They only wanted to eat you? Has the white rabbit gone?
Dodd, you mean? Why, yes, he has.
Well, let them eat you and you'll get where you want to go. Follow us.
In a house with oyster shells all over the floor next to a partly eaten hoover.
This land is strange because I feel like anything could happen and I can't control it. Even if it did take over and bring in rules and regulations.
Well, don't worry. We want you to feel at home. Take a seat. Sit on the plate.
For your information, I'm sitting on it already.
I am opening my mouth.
There's a mushroom.
I'd ask him to eat that if I were you.
Wouldn't I go nice with this mushroom? I can spread some paste on myself.
Yeah, I'll just go and get some bread. I'll have to find a new loaf, though. My whole pantry's full of stale loaves on every single shelf.
Now, while his back's turned, eat the mushroom. Saddam eats the mushroom.
What is the meaning of this, you cretin? I'm now smaller than a thimble.
Hey, where's my dinner? Oh, no, you've shrunk.
I'm a big man.
It'll only be like a biscuit now.
Who said you're having it, mate?
Have me. Treat yourself.
One brother gulped Saddam down in one, and then, while in what must have been a stomach, Tweedledee punches his other brother. Saddam gets knocked into next week and flies out the stomach and lands in a garden next to a forest. He tries to look at his watch to see what day it is, but it's 2 days slow.
What are you doing here? You're 2 days early.
What are you talking about, Vulcan, you mad hare?
Vulcan? Oh, I'm a mad march hare, am I? Look at your watch.
Oh, yeah. It's 2 days slow. This watch is just useless, to be honest. I'll just smash it.
Wait! The Mad Hatter will smash it better. He hates watches that are 2 days slow. He'll fix it for you. Do you know he wears a mobile phone that's permanently connected to the speaking clock on his wrist?
Doesn't it cost him a fortune? Iraqi Telecom, IT, charge the citizens double on their phone calls if they ring the speaking clock.
No, he had an inheritance from an aunt that he got every unbirthday.
All of a sudden, the Mad Hatter and his other guests emerge looking jovial.
What am I doing here in this garden? You look like you're having a party. But forgive me for not being in a cheery mood, because I just want to get back to Iraq. But I can't. And I was going to be the judge at a really fun trial today.
But there will be a trial later.
Ooh, can I be the judge?
As we say in Wonderland, judge not, lest thee be judged. You see, we don't judge people in our trials. We sentence them.
I'm late for a very important...
Oh, shut up, White Rabbit. You're 2 days early. Go home.
Heck, send him home. We here, have some cake.
Mad Hatter, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Don't be silly. You can't come to a party without having some cake. I'll frisbee you a plate across.
I can't stay long. I'm late, you see. Late for a very important date.
Stay, have some cake. We're having an unbirthday party.
As a matter of fact, it's my unbirthday too. But as I'm late, just half a plate for me.
Dodd, the White Rabbit, neatly snaps his plate and the slice of cake on it in half and tosses the unwanted half into the forest.
Okay, Adder, who is this guy?
I'm Alice, apparently. And who exactly are you?
I'm the Hatter! Mad, you know. Now that we've been formally introduced, do you want some mustard?
Don't be silly. I landed in this party by accident, but back home, I would have gate-crashed it with police officers. You see, joviality is illegal in my country.
Have a cup of tea!
Just half a cup, if you don't mind.
I might introduce myself at this stage. I'm the Cheshire Cat, and it's my unbirthday too.
What a small world this is!
Don't forget me, it's my unbirthday too. But I don't give a shit, because every day is like a birthday for me anyway. I award myself pay rises, and it must have interest on top. Now, how do I get home? You haven't got any shoes that I could rub together, have you?
There are many paths. Just take the one of your choosing. But I have a feeling you'll need this key.
I wanted a cup of tea or some shoes that are capable of being rubbed together. What the hell would I want with a key? If there are any doors that won't open, I'll just kick them through.
Saddam throws the key into the forest as far as he can.
Just tea, then?
What the hell is going on here?
Ooh, it's the Queen!
If she finds out that I'm 2 days late, it'll be off with my head. Ooh!
We're just having a tea party, Your Majesty.
How dare you! I say whether you have a party or not. I can't believe it. Entertaining guests that should be at court today.
Mother, you sound just like me in Iraq. I never realised how much like a broken record it is.
I'm not your mother, so I'll ignore that, but only because I'm going to sentence you later. And as for you, White Rabbit, you're late for a very important date. You're due in my court for sentencing as well.
And my trial, that's it. I'm late for a very important court date.
I want this party stopped and you all in court, or off with your heads!
But, Your Majesty, this is our birthday party.
Why didn't you say so? It's my own birthday too.
Oh, well, in that case, a very, very own birthday to you. Seeing that it's your own birthday, do you want some cake?
What's in it, my lad? And then we'll see if we'll have it and eat it.
Only the finest Marmite, madam, and enough mustard to make you breathe like the sun.
It's a good job I love Marmite, or you would be in as sticky a mess as my penis will be in a minute from your own cake. Everyone, come back to my palace grounds. We can hold a party there. We'll all have a match there, so you can dare challenge me in my impenetrable game, croquet.
I'll challenge you.
If you dare, you little squirt. You look more like a pipsqueak than Lancelot.
What about me, Your Majesty? Do you want me to show you the way?
Yes, I have a use for you. You can make signposts with your grin.
In the Royal Palace grounds, the Mad Hatter and co. lay out their unbirthday party while Saddam lies on the grass.
So, who will challenge me to a game of croquet? But I don't know what the game will be like, because I'm just about as stuffed with as much unbirthday on cake as I can take. I mean to feel like my stomach will explode from all the Marmite and mustard.
Mustard? Don't be silly. Of course it was in it.
As I've said, I will challenge you, Your Majesty.
Okay, you're on. If you think you dare, we'll play here, starting by these roses. What the fuck? Those roses are red. Those gardeners will wake up tomorrow without a head.
What is up, Your Majesty?
Those gardeners. Do you know what they've done? And they're singing about it. They've only painted the roses red.
We're painting the roses red, but they're actually white instead. If the Queen finds out, she'll scream and chat, it'll be off with all our heads. Because we painted the roses red, when they're actually white instead. Not yellow or mellow, she's certain to bellow. We're painting the roses red.
If the Queen finds out, there'll be no messing about. It'll be surely be off with our heads.
Oh no, the Queen. She'll see they might be green or aquamarine. She'll be in the biggest rage you've ever seen. Of course, we've painted the roses red and we'll surely all be dead.
You got that right, mate. You have till I win this croquet game to think of an excuse about why I should not chop your heads off with a sword.
Who shall take the first shot?
Me, of course, you insolent peasant.
Wow, what a stinker. Now it's my turn. I play this at my palace all the time. I aim at all the ancient artifacts. That's how I've got so good.
The gardeners, move the goalposts. This might help my mood and lessen your impending doom.
It doesn't matter if you cheat. I can just bounce it off this hedge maze.
Oh, you don't want in!
And there's another. Well, knock me down with a mushroom. I seem to be winning.
You can't win! It's impossible!
Look at the score. I'm winning, but your ball just keeps spinning.
Oh! Carry on like this! You're going to pay for each goal!
It's just one shot that decides it.
I should just like to take this opportunity to give you a little warning. You cannot win this game, you can only lose.
Where did you come from, Cheshire Cat? But wherever it was, shut up and go away. Can't you see that I'm winning? I am a winner in life, can't you see that? I've won more countries than most people have video games, so fade back. Turn that grin off while I win this game.
Yes, whatever you say, it's your head to decide things, not mine.
Just a little chip of the ball. Touchdown! I've won! If this was a park, winning this game would have been a walk in it. Oh, I'm incensed! You may have won the battle, but not the war. Oh, off with your head! What about the gardeners? Won't you be getting a bit choppy with them first? Oh, thanks for reminding me. I would have forgotten what they did and spared their lives. What do they do like you to make me so angry? I believe they painted your noses red, Your Majesty. Yes, that is indeed a heinous crime. So off with all their heads. Thank you. I'll see you in court.
We painted our noses red, and soon we will be dead.
That means shut the fuck up, in my language.
In a court that's a mile high, the Mad Hatter and company are still having an unbirthday party. They have got uncake and tea all down the dock. The White Rabbit is reading out a document.
You are late for a very important date.
Happy unbirthday, everybody! Smile, I broke down the court CCTV off the wall. So I'll take your pictures. It's all your unbirthdays today. It's all one big party!
I'll have you know, it's my birthday today, not my un-one.
Then who do you think you are? Get out of this party! If I'd have known of this, I would have sent you an uninvite!
Enough of this. The Cheshire Cat stays in this court. He is a piece of important evidence. So now, on with court business. Did you win a game of croquet in the presence of Her Majesty?
Why, yes. Yes, I did. Because I found that she couldn't play croquet if it was on Nintendo.
And did you, the royal gardeners, paint the royal roses bright red while they were criminally white?
Rabbit! I don't think I need you. You can go. I've already sentenced them. They will be appearing in court posthumously. That is my verdict. The verdict will now begin. We will get to the trial later.
Doesn't the trial usually come before the verdict?
What do I look like? A queen or a suspect?
Oh, was it their unbirthday too?
No, it was their undoing.
Time for a mushroom, Saddam.
Oh, that. I haven't got any left. I fed that to a cat in the Mad Hatter's garden. Now the cat is the size of a house. I saw a dodo trying to smoke him out of it.
I saved some mushroom for you. You don't know anything about this book, do you? Take it out of my head and eat it.
And now for you, you vile creature who dared to win me, my royal majesty, in a game of croquet. For that I sentence you to roll out of this court.
Saddam begins to grow at a rate fast enough to alarm a garden centre.
I plead ignorance. I am too tall for this charge.
You seem awfully tall all of a sudden. May I remind you that you must be under a mile high to be in this court?
But I am not just in this court. I'm outside as well. My head has just burst through the roof and is therefore outside this court in your jurisdiction. So chop that off in your block and smoke it.
In that case, I'll bring it into our jurisdiction. It's all the same to us. We just like to see people's heads roll like a stick of bread. So off with your head. I don't care if it's bigger than the court. That's why we have a gigantic saw in the back. I'll ask the king to get it.
Ooh, can I be the king? I love ruling things, and I haven't tried it here yet.
No, of course not. You're not a royal specimen.
Oh, well, you don't want me as king, but I'm now bigger and better than you. What do you say to that?
Off with your head, of course. I'll see to it that I'll bring you back down to earth personally.
More than you realise.
All persons more than a mile high must leave the court immediately. Where has he gone?
I'm up here. I'm sitting on your roof. Tiles are sliding all down my back.
Saddam continues to grow exponentially in size, and he finally gets too big for the court and bursts through the roof, causing a curious form of tile rain.
Tiles collected in evidence. Exhibit 29, tile 477.
You're vandalising my royal palace with your overgrown presence! You're as tall as the pillar that's supporting it! Leave this court immediately! We have no choice. We'll hold the trial out in the grounds!
How will you sentence me now? It is a curious situation.
If this were not Wonderland, I'd throw a helicopter into the sky and aim its blades at your big head to chop it off in style.
Sorry to be in contempt of court, but I got to go for some more pressing issues.
Psst! The mushroom's wearing off. You're now just 3/4 of a mile high.
Nonsense. I'm still taller than ever. I feel better than Jack when he first grew that beanstalk. I am invincible. Nothing can stop me now. I don't have to take heed of you, you advice-giving midget. I have taken over the real world, otherwise known as Earth. And now I've got Wonderland to add to my world control map.
You can stop talking now. You might want to take heed of my advice.
What? I command you to stop giving me this advice. I'm taller than you'll ever be. I'm so tall I can almost see a rack in the distance. I'm nearly home. Oh no, why am I back inside the roof? Oh shit. You're just coming back to where you belong. See it? I thought this would happen. You're getting smaller and smaller. You'll almost fit back into your dock again.
Saddam continues to shrink as the mushroom effect starts to wear off. He had eaten too little of it, which has a peculiar effect of its own.
I don't need to bake this giant cake anymore, so I don't need this portable cooker. Can I dump it in the castle garden? Or can I chuck the uncake out with it? It's the size of a headspace outside!
No! Pick a crumb off it instead. His power is shrinking. He'll be the size of an Antinom. And then we can just use some ant spray and not bother with his trial. And then I'll cut his head neatly off like it was some sort of ravenous bird that David Attenborough would like to spot.
Oh, you could just squish him in a sentence.
No, I'm quite a particular monarch. When it comes to execution, it must be a perfect roll of their heads, which I then put in my handbasket.
Run, before you get too small.
Speak up, cat. Let everybody hear it. Let the court hear advice. The insolence of that. Trying to help my prisoner escape. I don't know what you're grinning about, cat. I've just said off with your head. This trial will have to last all afternoon now that I've added you to the suspect list.
Well then, I'm out of here. I'll scatter some crumbs off his own birthday cake. Saddam might be tempted by it while it's the size of an ant.
Not of the salt in it, you idiot. I've just tried that. He might just die of a heart attack instead when eat it. No head to take off except yours. Where would be the fun in that? Your head's on the line, but looks like you're too mad to mind your head being missing anyway. There's only one way to find this little ant. Let's all eat some of that mushroom. Some can grow big and see me stomping round like a piss-off giant. Others can see if you can only be found in microscope land.
Something tells me I'd better get out of here. Now, which direction was that court? I don't want to go back there. I feel almost like a citizen back in my own country, such as the persecution in this trial. What a curious situation it was. A sentence before a trial, indeed. Who did they think they were? Saddam Hussein?
There he is! The little pipsqueak! All in this court, including you useless jury, get up off your feet, unless you want to be promoted to being a suspect yourselves. I'm after him! And you're not going to be wearing big boots.
I'll head towards the Mad Hatter's garden. I'm wearing green. Camouflage will screw with the Queen's head. She'll never find me there.
I'll bet he's in the gardens. I'm so pissed off about these roses being about as red as roses that have gone off.
Ha ha ha! You'll never find me.
Ooh! I'm usually not one to get so easily wound up, but I've just bought a new guillotine off eBay and it's itching for some action. I wouldn't have paid an exorbitant amount using buy it now. If I'd known my prisoners were escape artists.
Cheshire Cat, I keep meeting you. I'm rather bored of your face. What are you doing here again? Aren't you worried that Queen Madam over there will see you and that you'll be swung down onto that guillotine yourself?
I am often seen and seldom heard, but I am one of my own choosing, and so should you be.
What am I missing here? Can you help me? Or are you just going to piss around and be mysterious? This seems to be Wonderland, not a crossword puzzle in a countdown annual.
All I would say then would be to look into your pocket.
But there's nothing in it.
Motherfucker! Little ant! We should brought some spray after all! Run after him! Take some remedies! Strike him down with them! Oh! With his
have a key, if I recall.
What key? I think it's on the forest floor. You're grinning again.
Don't worry about me. You'd better go get your key. They're getting closer.
Be seeing you. I just told you, I chucked it into the forest behind the Hatter's party. Adios time for me. I've got a forest to forage through.
One last thing. You'll need an axe in that forest. You didn't hear it from me, but I saw one in the Mad Hatter's place.
I saw it there too, along with copious amounts of TVs and hi-fis.
Saddam runs off in the direction of a forest. Incensed, the Queen's party follows her out of the court.
Aha! I can see you now! You're going back to the old Mad Hatter's place, are you? The cheek of him being caught today watching you when he hasn't paid his taxes!
Taxes? This is madness!
What taxes do I owe? It's my own birthday!
And not a very merry one when you found that I've taxed it! That's right! I'm introducing a tax on unbirthdays, and it comes but 364 times a year! You'd better bring me an unbirthday present, too, you Mad Hatter!
Well, Your Majesty, I'm flattered by your taxes, but unbirthdays, it's all a bit mad, isn't it? It's not my unbirthday, after all.
Why, you! Off with your head!
Hey, look, it's him! He's at my front door!
I need that key I threw. The only way I can get it is by grabbing an axe out of your house. And then I'm going to enter the forest. And I saw that your house had some nice hi-fis and TVs in it as well, anyway, while I'm here.
Where are you going to steal my unbirthday presents?
But it's my unbirthday too.
Well, in that case, you're welcome to a very merry unbirthday too.
Wait a minute! You said it was not your unbirthday! Hand over that tax! It's my unbirthday too!
In that case, a very merry unbirthday! A very merry unbirthday to you! To me! Now blow the candles up, my queen, and make your wish come true! To you, the tax! A merry unbirthday!
Saddam breaks into the house and takes out an axe. After accidentally dropping it on a hi-fi and TV, he runs out the door into the forest screaming, Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Stop! I don't want any tax! What are you talking about? I want another present! Follow him!
Now this story is just fucking nonsense.
I know what I want for my own birthday. All your heads in a hat basket. That's why I had a trial today. My previous heads have gone. They've tipped out the basket. I want to find that bastard. But since you're all standing here, it might be easier if I just chop your heads off now rather than wait until we get back to the court. So there's more time as well. We can find him.
The key. There it is. I've got to do this quickly. But there's a tree in the way.
Saddam, use the axe. Use the axe. Oh, my head. It's disappeared. But then it usually does.
Sorry. Oh, actually, I'm not. It was me. Didn't you see the guillotine behind you?
Well, I'm not dead. My head has just disappeared, that's all. It's just an accessory, after all.
Time to swing that axe. Oh, no. Chop the key in half as well. And the Queen is going to do the same to my head.
Perfect! I'm so glad you're all assembled here. Who's next?
Do you want a piece of on cake?
No, I'm fine, thanks. I want something sweeter than that. It's above your shoulders.
Oh! I see you've chopped off my head. But it was to be my own birthday present to you.
Shall I take down your verdict as evidence, Your Majesty?
Where did you come from? I'm glad you're here. But you're too late. Too late for you, anyway. Just for that. Off with your head. Wait a minute, is anyone documenting all this? Hatter, I'll get to you in a minute. But first, to deal with a certain court reporter. Being an executioner is such a hectic schedule.
I can fill the role if you want, Your Majesty.
It's the March Hare. You were absent during the trial. You cannot be executioner. Instead, you get to watch me and see how it's done. You and the rabbit can be chopped together. Now that's what you call an efficient queen.
Now, if I wasn't getting sliced, I'd have loved to have a blade like this on my knife.
Oh no, I knew I was too late for a very important...
Shut up!
They're all goners. What was I supposed to do with the key anyway? Wait a minute, there's a lock in the tree, and it won't fit in it. Cat, are you still here? What should I do?
Sorry about your cat, friend. He needed to go. He had to roll. Just you and the Hatter now. He doesn't seem to need his head. You'd better hurry. My axe is grinding.
Why are the Hatter's keys so maddening? The axe chopped through them like butter.
Hold still. How am I supposed to get a good aim? While you're talking.
I can't open it.
Stop pissing round with that axe. I'm aiming on your head.
My sugar! That's where I left it!
Hatter, you may be 2 days slow, but your time is up. It's time to axe you as a character.
My head! My present! I should have wrapped it for you.
And now, for one last act by me. Goodbye. Keep standing by that lock. I will open it for you.
Goodbye, Queen. Goodbye, Mad Hatter. I don't know why the hell you survived.
The Queen brings down her axe, causing Saddam's head to look like an apple core that's just been split.
Do you want some tea, dear?
The Queen. The tax. No, not my head. I needed to rule things and to think how to... I'll pay your tax.
Next time I wouldn't bother. I could see you dreaming in your sleep. Well, go on, son. Get the fuck back to your dream if you find it more interesting than my story. I'll be walking downstairs, tripping up with the tea where I've just installed carpets that are whiter than white with no stain protection.
I'm awake, but I was still asleep. Wait a minute. This is not Wonderland.
No, son. This is very much reality. And you've got chores to do. Now that you're not dreaming, go down and do the dishes. I'll pile them up ready.
Thank fuck for that. It was all a dream, although that worries me. Martin Luther King had a dream once, and he was shot. It's not the kind of thing you do in Iraq, that's for sure.
Don't you understand, son? It was all a story I was telling you. I was reading you a bedtime story, boring you into a stupor.
Next time you needn't bother. When it comes to beddy vibos for this world, leader, I listen to an audio tape with headphones stuffed into my ears.
If you want to be like that, I won't bother next time. I know when I'm not wanted. I'll listen to the TV instead downstairs with the sound booming as loud as the picture with the contrast and brightness maxed out.
So the TV picture looks like staring into floodlights. I'll watch a video too when I go to bed. Scrap the audio tape. I'll pull it out of its spool. I'll just watch my usual CCTV footage from the town square. Oh wait, scratch that. I've just seen the listings on State Digital. Alice in Wonderland is on, so fuck off.